So the strong likelihood is that both in Mexico and the United States, and of course in Canada, the agreement will increase the polarization, perhaps sharply, that's been taking place anyway. Inequality has been growing in the United States for the past 30 years. Real wages have been declining since about late 60s. They even began to decline for people with college education during the Reagan years. The society is breaking up into two elements, a wealthy privileged sector and a superfluous sector of people who are useless for wealth production and profit production, which is, of course, the only value, the only human value, people having no human value in themselves apart from this under dominant ideologies. And the agreement is likely to drive all three countries into a low-wage, low-growth equilibrium in which the population will suffer, but profits will increase. Actually, that's a very broadly held conclusion. It was the conclusion, for example, of the Congressional Office of Technology Assessment in an analysis of this version of NAFTA about a year ago, and I think it's quite a reasonable analysis, and indeed rather widely held.